A 600,000-hectare forest is Pakistan's natural defense against saltwater intrusion and rising sea levels.
This is a regeneration, natural regeneration.
Conservationists say the number of trees and forest cover in the Indus River Delta has increased in the last decade, but the diversity in Pakistan's mangroves is dying. Most of the 17 major creeks from the river no longer provide fresh water. That means no silt or new soil, a necessity for the carbon-capturing roots of the mangrove plant. The climate-vulnerable Sindh province has successfully rehabilitated hundreds of hectares of mangroves, but it's not enough.
Previously, we had 8 species of mangroves, but now we are left with just 4 species due to freshwaters not being available. 2 of the surviving species only made it because they adapted to saline water.
The freshwater creeks, which provided a fertile delta, are now seawater creeks. Dams and excessive water use upstream leaves little water for the south. Despite laws and treaties, the river agriculture is destroyed by seawater. Pakistan's ranked among the world's top 10 countries under threat from climate change. The Climate Action Network believes Pakistan could have around 2 million climate migrants by 2050.
In coastal communities, 1 million people are believed to be at risk from the decrease in fresh water. People here have been telling us that thousands have left their ancestral homes due to a lack of water, and villages like this are slowly dying.
As seawater encroaches groundwater tables for hundreds of kilometers, people angry at the government's lack of solutions say they can only pray for rain.
Water is a huge problem, and our children have to walk 10 kilometers to get it. Because of this, out of 1,000 homes, only 400 or 500 are left, and families are scattered all over.
The migration towards cities, added pressure to bring water, and lack of opportunities are causing social problems as well. Women who work in the fields, have children, and run households are under tremendous pressure. Young girls have to pitch in to help their mothers. We couldn't speak to their mothers, as in this remote part of Pakistan, we were not allowed to film the women. Everything which can hold water is utilized here, but even that's not enough.
There is no water in the whole village, and we can't find drinking water anywhere. I have to come and refill multiple times a day. If I take one container from this well, maybe we have enough water to cook, but there isn't enough water to drink.
These mudskippers are amphibious fish who, in their attempt to live on land, provide nature's filtration for the mangrove forest. They've adapted for generations to the changes around them. But unlike them, humans in towns like Keti Bandar have had to move multiple times because of encroaching seawater. And unless drastic measures are taken to replenish the river delta, the floods and droughts will continue to cost the Pakistani economy an estimated $12 billion a year. Sama Mujawid, Al Jazeera, Tatta, Southern Pakistan.